The switch to digital television will be delayed. The U.S. House voted today to postpone the date on when TV broadcasters must switch off their regular analog signals and go digital.
The yeas are 264, the nays are 158, with zero having voted present. S-352 passes.
The digital switch deadline has long been February 17th, but now viewers will have an extra 4 months until June 12th. The bill still needs the president's signature, but President Obama supports it. The federal government has spent millions of dollars educating viewers about the switch, but ran out of discount coupons for digital converter boxes last year. There's now a waiting list of more than 3 million people signed up to get the coupons. In order to receive digital signals, viewers need either the converter box, cable or satellite service, or a new television. A recent Nielsen report estimated 6 million households aren't ready, especially rural, poor, disabled, and elderly viewers. In Alaska, the rural television system ARCS is not being affected by the digital conversion, nor are those viewers who receive their signal from a translator as they do on the Kenai Peninsula. Alaska Republican Congressman Don Young voted against the digital TV delay today. He said the whole reason for the switch is to give public safety officials access to the old analog channels, and they shouldn't have to wait. Young did vote for an amendment that would have allowed public safety groups who have purchased analog spectrum to access it this month. In the Senate, the vote was unanimous to postpone the digital switch, with Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski and Democrat Mark Begich voting for it. The House initially took up the bill last week and tried to fast-track it, but failed. Today's vote was its second and passed mostly along party lines, with Democrats voting in favor of it.